Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I think a lot of mental issues can be corrected if you would meditate on the word day and night and make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. But people don't like the word. You got to change what you say. And if you need a little medication to get you over, you better go and see your doctor. I know y'all don't want me to say that because we are faith people. I said if you got a problem with focusing and they gave you a little medication, you better take it and go to work. Get your mind together. Talk about I'm stressed. I'm sure you better take your little pill.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Prep for Life's Tests. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 119, verses 11 through 16.
The word of the Lord is on the screen and it reads like this, I've hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulations you have given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I have studied your commandments and reflect on your ways. I delight in your decrees and not forget your word. The Message Bible, same verses. I've banked, verse 11, your promises in the vault of my heart. So I won't sin myself bankrupt. Be blessed, O God. Train me in your ways of wise living. I'll transfer to my lips all the counsel that comes from your mouth. I delight far more in what you tell me about living than in gathering a pile of riches. I ponder your morsel of wisdom from you. I attentively watch how you've done it. I relish everything you've told me of life. I won't forget a word of it. It sounds to me like someone is echoing or rehearsing the word, confessing to themselves while going through a test. And I would like to share with you a two-part message today called Prep for Life's Test. Prep or preparation for life's test. I perceive that many of you are being tested beyond your ability to articulate. I also believe that it's important to prep for it before you get in it. But even if you're in it right now, what I'm about to teach is going to help you get through it. And I need you to focus on the word of God that's being released today. If you're not in the test, you're about to go through one. This message is going to help bolster you and structure you. When he made you, that tests were coming. He never intended for the test to kill you. I used to like the song that I heard years ago. Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block, but lead me all around. Sometimes God doesn't lead you around the stumbling block. He wants you to negotiate it. You will grow while in the test if you will stay with Jesus. So Father, I give you praise for the release to teach the word of God. I call on Rabboni, the spirit of the teacher. I pray that you would prep us for what's coming. Give us strength to endure what's here. Thank you, Lord, that no flesh will be left on the wall. Let us scale the wall, run through a troop, and leap over it. Thank you for that ability. I give you glory and praise for it now. So think through me and speak through me as an oracle, for where there is no vision, the people perish. Give us minds to comprehend, an ear to hear, a heart to receive, and a spirit to contain this word, and we will give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Prep for life's test. The psalmist is clear. I've been doing a teaching on Psalm 119. It's an amazing book. Christopher Shelby, years ago, as he was a young man that used to attend this ministry, their family moved up to North Florida. But he memorized the whole 119th Psalm, and he quoted it on a Sunday morning. And I noticed the young boy, as he was quoting the word, he lost his breath as he was quoting the word. He almost fainted. In other words, the word was so rich in his heart, he was palpitating as he was sharing it from memory. And I want us to remember that. We may play it one day. We go back and get it so our young people can see that there is an ability to not just memorize rap. And some of the players that's playing now, I'm collecting some information on some of the music that you're listening to. I always quote old school stuff. But there's a whole nother generation of degradating speaking and trap music that's killing our kids today. And young people are listening to it. They're talking about illicit sex. And there's a group of girls coming out of Memphis, Tennessee. They look fine and got lipstick. But what's coming out of their mouths, what they're spitting out right now is so venomous. It's amazing. And you wonder why our young people can walk around and not feel anything. They've been violated with words. I mean, to the masses, it's way worse than any rock group or anything that you've ever heard in your life, or Running with the Devil by Van Halen. This is talking about illicit stuff, major stuff that happens in bedrooms, and our kids are being educated by these girls. And they're icons. They're making way more money than preachers and teachers and folk, and they're violent and vicious with their words. It's not just the young girls, but they're rising up. It's a lot of young men, and I would like for our people to wake up. I've been preaching like this for years. Wake up and really get involved. The test is bigger than you realize. There's a test for the soul of the church and for families, and I think we're losing it if you're not engaged. We have people who are millennials who are still trying to be young teenagers. And we got teenagers who act grown. And they don't need anybody. And we need to really balance this out. And I think fathers are way too absent and silent as it relates to that. We need help in the home. And you got to be attentive and watch what's happening. And the mood swings with your kids. They're sending pictures of themselves and doing full body stuff in the room. Images to men, young boys, and human trafficking is taking place right before our eyes. I hope you get this on the radio, all in Memphis, Tennessee, and York, Pennsylvania, because we have a radio broadcast in these areas. And those of you that are listening, please hold your artists accountable for what they put out. I know it's in America, we have freedom of speech, and many of you will go crazy if you heard the N-word from a person of an opposite sex. But the ones that look like you are killing you. And the B-word is big time, and the F-word, and the S-word, it's being spoken to young kids. I'm talking about 7 and 8 years old, because you're not watching. You're not listening to what they're listening to, and you wonder why they're slipping in school, or they don't want to come to church because they're watching movies while you're away. You're leaving them to their phones. That's the worst thing you could ever do. It's a porthole into the world. I can take my iPhone and I can run this church, run a corporation, but your kids are watching movies, TikTok. and they're doing things that you need to be concerned about. I'm cleaning up my act here. I'm going to watch what I say in the midst of you, but clean up your act in your home. I want to talk today about challenges in life. I like the psalmist, man, it's so powerful. I have banked on your promises in the vault of my heart. That's Psalm 119, verse 11. So I won't sin myself bankrupt. I want to talk today about the challenges in life. Do you take time to prepare for a test? If you're in school, the best thing to do is to take time and prepare for the test before the day of the test. But many of us have a tendency to cram information. So let me speak to the crammers. That's people who come before a test and say, Bishop, pray because I've got to take a test tomorrow. And I want you to pray that God help me. And if I just take a moment and say, well, what did you do last week and the week before that? Well, I was busy. I went on a cruise. I went to the game. I played. I had fun. I took some Cavassier. I needed a break. My back was hurting. I need Seagram 7. I need some Crown Royal. I need Grey Goose. I needed a blunt because I'm stressed out. And you want me to pray through all of this web, this networking in your life that is taking you away from your studies. I didn't even get to spirituality yet. I'm just talking about high school and college. I want to talk to crammers who pack themselves with information, really didn't learn it and process it, just want to pass the test. Pass the test with a D? You happy with a D? What if we graded your life? You happy with a D? Okay. We're dealing with AI now. You don't even have to write your own papers. You can speak into certain AI apps and it will write it for you. You happy with that? That a computer can think for you? When God has given you a great mind to exercise and giving you a soul that can absorb information. And you can spit out lyrics, not rap lyrics, but biblical lyrics. God can give you a poem that ties into the world, the word, even by the spirit, and get you to start saying things that's going to impact the generation that you live in. You mean God can use you to that degree? Well, you don't have to get F's in God or D's in God or even C's. You can go to the next level. So I want to make sure we put crammer or the crammer spirit in jail and liberate you to do what you need to do and develop the disciplines you need. Teachers who are tired that don't develop their lesson plans until they get to school will not be successful. Or teachers who are so tired that they just tell the students, just get it. I'm just tired and I'll get with you at the end. As long as you pass the test, I'm good to go. And you're speaking to the future. Every time you teach children, you're sowing seed into the future of our nation. When you see that, as a pastor, I'm teaching the church, I'm sowing into your future, your successful future tomorrow. You can be successful, victorious as a husband, as a spouse, as a wife, as sons and daughters, if you would get the word in you before you're tested. So look beyond high school and higher educational engagements. I'm just not just talking about passing tests or passing a general list of tests. I'm talking about learning how to pass the test of life. There are some inevitable truths that I need to give you today of life, I believe, that are guaranteed to be tested. Life's tests come in various or different ways or different forms and fashions. I've been tested. I think it was Forrest Gump says, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. For him, he had braces on his legs, was raised without a father, and he had some mental challenges. But one thing he had in his life, this is Forrest Gump, is a don't quit spirit. Life comes in different forms. Some of you had to wear braces or should have worn braces when you were kids, whether that is braces on the teeth or on your legs. Some of us wore them and we still ate candy. Or after we got them off, we didn't care about flossing. And some of us had spine problems. I know of a young lady in this church that had seven surgeries as a young girl. But she was determined to finish college, and she did. I remember those seven different surgeries and how she endured her test with dignity as a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, and she couldn't do what normal girls could do because it would hurt. But she endured her test with dignity. She would come out of surgery and talk to us on the phone. She never screamed out. She would just grunt and say, it hurts, Bishop. I wonder how many of us remember these things when we're going through our tests, that God will always have a witness in the midst of you that's going through something a little bit more intense. And they stay focused. I remember a young girl here, she passed away, that had a stroke at the age of 10, unexpectedly. Her whole left side went limp. It devastated her mother. Actually, the family broke up because of this. When they went over to the hospital to visit the girl, she said, Jesus came to me last night. What do you mean? He stood right there and told me, don't worry. The mother said, but your whole left side won't move. She said, but I can raise my right side, mama. I can raise my right hand, and he came to me last night. Because God will always have a witness in the midst of us, of somebody that endures hardness. As a good soldier, I wonder, do we remember? Or our young girl here that died on Tuesday morning, named Precious, who was given peanut butter in school, and she was allergic to it. And her throat swelled up, and she couldn't breathe. Passed away when Miss Barbette called me. She was gone. And the family met me in my office. And everybody was devastated, but there was a young girl, her sister, sitting there looking that couldn't comprehend what happened. And my eyes focused on the one that remained. And I took a moment to say, Mother, I know you're grieving, but let's grab the one sitting right here. Because I can tell she can't comprehend what just happened. And the mother went over to her baby and grabbed her in the midst of her pain and pulled her into her bosom and told her how much she loved her. And it was the right thing to do, even though she was hurting to the max. Strengthen that which remains, lest it die also. And I wonder how many are going through pain and forget what you need to strengthen. And it's dying too. I think we can learn something through our life challenges if we will be honest. Because there are people in this room who've gone through it. Infidelity, issues, betrayal, setback, walking away, bankruptcy, and still came through. I was at a meeting, a gala, NAACP meeting on Friday night, And the speaker there was a woman who is now a senator in the state government, who was homeless and on drugs 30 years ago and decided to change her life. Got right with Jesus, and the black woman stood before everybody and confessed her sins and her setbacks and told all the young people, it doesn't matter where you start, you can shift your life and you can change. The woman is an elected official and gave us a history lesson of what happened in Florida and what's going on in the state capitol right now with laws that's going to impact you. And she was homeless with three kids and on drugs and turned her life around, because God will always have a witness in the midst of us. So whether the test comes in different forms and fashions, it may be a physical test, it may be a mental test. That's a lot. We have a lot of that going on. People are challenged mentally. I think a lot of mental issues can be corrected if you would meditate on the word day and night and make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. But people don't like the word. You got to change what you say. And if you need a little medication to get you over, you better go and see your doctor. I know y'all don't want me to say that because we're faith people. I said if you got a problem with focusing and they gave you a little medication, you better take it and go to work. Get your mind together. Talk about I'm stressed. I'm sure you better take your little pill and get over this hump. And if you get over this hump, lose a little weight, start working out, you may be able to get back in the fight. Pray for me, Bishop. Pray for me. Pray for you for what? Take your medication. Now, I don't believe you need to stay on any psychiatric drugs forever, but get over the hump and get yourself together. The church is being flooded with a lot of different things that we never thought would come, because the old folk used to say it's a demon. Get over there and cast it out. But no demons are getting TV time at Truth Reveal. So if you manifest, I have a taser for you. You want to manifest in the midst? You want to take over the service? Let's see if it's a real demon. Because if I hit that taser and you sit straight up, it wasn't a demon. Demons don't care about tasers. You just wanted somebody's attention. Some people are going through mental tests and emotional tests. I mean, emotions are all out. I say emotions are like waves of the sea. They're towering in some areas and calm and peaceful in others. You're never satisfied with emotional state, yet you're making decisions based on emotions. The Bible says if you're going to build a tower, you must first count up the cost. What does that mean? It means divorce yourself from emotions. If you're going to make a decision about buying a house or getting married, never make the decision while emotional. If you're going to leave a church, never do it because you're mad. Take a moment and settle down. Don't make a decision based on it. Divorce yourself from the emotions and make a decision while you're peaceful. Look at facts before you make a decision. Men must develop that ability. It's okay for the wife to be emotional at times because she has a whole lot more chemical stuff released in her than us. It has to be that way because she goes through cycles, but you should not be in an emotional cycle. You should be the stable one making decisions that make sense.
and help her during her cycles. In other words, ignore it, ignore it, ignore it. I know she's waving her hands in the air and throwing her neck. Ignore that. Ignore the expression and deal with facts. I can tell you're going through your issues, and I'm here for you. We'll get through it in about 5 days. Learn how to deal with emotional tests. Now, when you come here, you want me to preach on it. Because if I preach on your emotional test, I'm going to get you to stand up. That's right. That's right. But I'm also preaching on your spiritual test. Because God wants you to win that one too.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, prep for life's tests, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2403-2408. That's reference number 2403-2408.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone else. You can flip through the mobile app magazine pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
Registration is open for Vacation Bible School 2024, which is scheduled from Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th. For children ages 2 through 6th grade. Check out the mobile app to register and purchase your t-shirt. Email bbs@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. Trim Nation, you are invited to the Ambassadors for Christ Breakfast Fundraiser on Saturday, June 1st at 9 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Tickets are $10. See an AFC representative to purchase your ticket or stop by the CNP counter.
If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, numerous classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org or check out the mobile app to learn how to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.